Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a super, 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 super special treat lined up for you today. Daniel Burris is our guest on the line. He's founder and CEO of Burris Research, and you may have heard that name because he's a heavily sought-after speaker. He has been recognized for a lot of his work. His consulting firm monitors global advancements in technology, looking at tapping into a lot of big opportunities, and he's written a book that we're going to talk about. I've got a website for you as well, but first, let me get Daniel on the line. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you today.
Super, super. The book is Flash Foresight, New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. The website is burrus.com, B-U-R-R-U-S.com. And the book, if I've got it right, it's about, and I'm certainly not going to try to summarize what you're doing, Daniel, in a few words, but I love the concept of being anticipatory and not just looking at, you know, the past, but really in this ever-changing, accelerating world. And you'll find it ironic. I was just talking to my dad about this last night, Daniel, about how the world is different today than it was when I was growing up as a kid. As he and I were watching my son shoot, he's 12 years old, watching him shoot some baskets, and we were talking about him and talking about when I was a kid. And it's just so different. So how do we adapt, or how do we position, or how do we think about that world that we're in today where things are changing so, so quickly?
Well, first of all, you mentioned anticipatory, and it really is what I consider the primary missing skill. Mm. And let's just think about it now for yourself as well as all of our listeners, and
sure.
That is, we're all good at reacting. We're all good at responding to change. We surely do a lot of crisis management, put out a lot of fires. We also have learned to be lean, and because of all of the changes, we've had to learn how to be agile. And the very best companies have learned how to execute well, so they know how to execute a strategy. Now, unfortunately, none of those things helped Sony, Dell, Blockbuster, BlackBerry, and HP, and Microsoft, and a host of other companies, both in the tech field and the non-tech field, from having their lights dim. Not go out, but dim, and in some cases go out. So what are we missing? And that is the ability to anticipate. And what are we anticipating? Well, we're anticipating disruptions before they disrupt.
Mm.
We're anticipating problems before you have them. We're anticipating game-changing opportunities for your business, regardless of its size, before your competition sees them. And all of that sounds impossible, because the general thinking is, there's no way to predict the future and be right. I mean, death and taxes, that's it. But based on 30 years of my research and what I've been doing and how I've literally changed how companies like IBM and Deloitte plan based on what I'm about to share with you, it is absolutely and completely possible not to predict everything, but to predict so much that you can get a major advantage.
Well, I want to echo what you said, Daniel, because I think it's so clear and it's very profound. You can be well capitalized. You can have great people working for you. You can have this agility you mentioned. You can be outstanding at execution. You can be really good. But if you're not able to anticipate, as you said, this being anticipatory, you can be caught flat-footed and take one right on the chin.
Right, and based on where we're going, which means change is not slowing down, everyone listening to this knows already change is not slowing down at all, which means reacting is going to help you less. So we need to get ahead. And one other little aspect here, and that is that a lot of us are struggling to try to keep up. Let me give you an insight on that. Keeping up is a fool's game, because what's the advantage of keeping up? And reality is there's not an advantage, but at least you're keeping up. what we want to do is to jump ahead, but how do you jump ahead with low risk? Because jumping ahead surely has risk. But the key, again, is to have the discipline that I think we should talk about a little bit about in here, and that is how to separate the certainties, what I call hard trends,
yeah,
from the uncertainties, the soft trends. Once you realize that all trends are not created equal, and you start realizing how you can separate the certainties from the uncertainties, you all of a sudden have a pathway to have low risk and go forward and jump ahead.
That's excellent, Daniel. I have read ahead, and I did anticipate with a little bit of show prep your example. Give us an example of what a hard trend would look like, or what, well, let me rephrase that. What will be a hard trend?
Yeah, exactly. First of all, again, hard trends will happen. And by the way, if you don't like that hard trend happening, too bad, it's going to happen anyway. Soft trends might happen. And before I talk more about hard trends, let me just say that I like both. Might think I only like hard trends. No, I like both.
Interesting.
A soft trend can be changed. For example, your business, the industry that you're in, may be suffering a big problem. Things may be going downhill. Or take a look at 2009, 10, 11, where everything was going down. And now, does that mean that that's a hard trend, and no matter what you do, your business is going to go down? And the answer is, well, no. As a matter of fact, when I was writing Flash Foresight during that recession a couple years back, I decided to use the principles of it to start a company, and it took less than 6 months to generate $1.1 million a month in recurring revenue, and I ended up selling the business before a year was out. So I'm just saying that that was soft. I don't have to go down with it. There are things that I can do to affect that. So I like soft, which means I can modify that. I can do something about that. But I also like hard because that's going to happen whether I like it or not. So now let's talk a little bit about those, because that's what you wanted me to do. And let me give you some examples of some hard trends. There's three primary categories of hard trends. The first one I'll talk about is not technology, it's demographics. For example, in the United States, we've got 78 million baby boomers, and there's a hard trend. They're going to get older. They're not going to get younger. This is not a cycle. It's a one-way street. And we know a lot about them as they get older. So now let's just very quickly, let's be entrepreneurial about it. We've got 78 million baby boomers. We know exactly how many people are retiring, from big companies on a daily basis in huge numbers. So let's just look at an issue, and that is a lot of people love to go boating. They love to go fishing. And as they get older, at some point, it gets really hard to launch the boat. It gets hard to even get in the boat. So why don't, David, you and I start a company. Let's create the easy launch trailer for seniors. Now, would that have a built-in growing market that's fully definable every year? And the answer is, well, yes, as we know 78 million baby boomers are getting older. And would we know which countries to export it to and which countries to not export our product to? And the answer is, of course, Istanbul, the average age is 28, will bypass those guys. But we can tell exactly where the baby boomers are and know exactly where to market that. Now, I'm saying this very quickly, but you get the idea that there's actually a window of opportunity with demographics, and it represents problems, but also represents huge opportunity.
So let's go ahead and outline the categories. I think that'll help the listeners kind of frame this up.
Good. So I only gave you one example of profiting from demographics, but there's thousands of ways of looking at how demographics can be used to jump ahead and to get competitive advantage. So let me give you another category, and that is, and I'm going to surprise you with this one, David, it's government regulations and new laws that go into play.
Are you telling me, Daniel, that there's going to be new laws and regulations in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, in every country, not just here, because I do work globally. And so we're going to be getting a lot more regulations, whether you like them or not. And most people say, I don't like regulations. I hate them. And what do we do when a new regulation comes out? What does the news do, and what do we do? What we do is we look at all the things we don't like. Well, you're doing the wrong thing. You should start out with looking at what are all the things you do like. Because it's a law. It's loaded with opportunity. For example, let me give you a quick one that I just ran across the other day. The state of California has just had passed a law that said over the next 2 years, kindergartners and first graders in school have to have half the books they read have to be nonfiction. By the way, right now, 100% are fiction, like The Little Engine That Could. Oh, that's fiction. You might remember that from when you were a little kid.
Sure.
Well, they're now, instead of debating whether it's a good law or a bad law, the point is, hey, it's a law, and it goes into effect in 2 years. So I just talked to a young woman that has been in the field of education, and she is actually creating both e-books and paper books that are nonfiction designed for kindergartners and first graders, and she's already talked to the Los Angeles School District, the San Francisco School District, the San Diego School District, and since all of those school districts know it's a law, they are already lined up wanting to buy these because they got to have them in place within 2 years. In other words, whoa, big opportunity. So there are so many opportunities in regulation right now, even existing regulations, much less new ones as they come out. Hey, you don't want to be ignoring that.
No, sir, you
and
don't.
The third thing, no. And the so if you don't like regulation, I say get over it. Start looking for the good stuff. And then the third element category I want to give you is, of course, technology. And technology literally changes reality. Let's face it, most of the things that you and I do on a daily basis were impossible at some point in time in human history. So how do we make the invisible visible? How do we do these impossible things? And that is, give me a new tool. Well, right now we have more new technologies coming out at a low price than ever before. So many that are far that we truly are in a new state, and I would call it not a state of rapid change, but a state of true transformation. For example, at one time there was one album for 33 and a third spinning discs. So you could listen, if you're old enough, you could listen to the Beatles or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or Pink Floyd or whatever group you listened to, depending on your age. There was a big round disc called your music album. And then years passed, and there was a technology, and I'm emphasizing the word change, that came along. You could get all of those albums on a smaller disc called a CD, and the benefit wasn't really the size. It got rid of all the pisses and pops and scratches. So everybody bought their old stuff, got it on CD, got their new stuff on CD. Cool. Today, I got all my music, I got all my photographs, I got all my videos, and I got access to the world in my pocket, called my smartphone. That did not change how I listened to music, it transformed it.
Hmm.
So based on the hard trends of technology, and all of the ones that you and I will not even have time to talk about, I am going to give your listeners a hard trend prediction that will happen. And by the way, if you don't like it, too bad. And that is over the next 5 years, we are going to see a massive transformation, not change, transformation, in how we sell, how we market, how we communicate, how we collaborate, how we innovate, how we train, how we educate. In other words, every business process is going to be transformed. Now, here's the soft trend. Will the company you work for transform it now, next year, or will they wait until their competition is all transformed and you're almost out of business? That part is a soft trend.
If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Burris is on the line, founder and CEO of Burris Research. The book is Flash Foresight, a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. The website is burris.com, burris.com. Quick break, we'll be right back.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Burris is on the line with me. And if you missed the first segment, well, you're just going to have to catch it again. We are talking about change, and actually we're talking about transformation with Daniel. And if you don't know Daniel, he is a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller, Flash Foresight, and the website is burrus.com, B-U-R-R-U-S. And his clients have included Microsoft, GE, American Express, Google, Toshiba, big companies like Honda and IBM, and we are super glad to have him on the program. So, Daniel, you describe some of the different trends that we are seeing, these hard trends, and the demographic, the governmental regulation, and, of course, technology. And it's fascinating. I love it. I like change as long as I don't get behind it. I can stay ahead of it. And so, you know, what are some of the things that we can do to anticipate the next change, other than having somebody with 30 years of research and experience to tell us, what can we do? I mean, I'm going to get your book, I'm going to read the book, but what can we do to anticipate, to deal with this?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So let's give some value right off the bat to our listeners. And that is, number one, everyone listening to this is really busy. And let me just ask you a question, and that is, were the five top executives of General Motors, do you think they were really busy when they went to work every day for the 2 years before they went bankrupt?
Sure.
Of course they were. Hey, it didn't help them. It's not going to help you either. You can busy yourself right out of business.
Mm.
We have a major transformation taking place right now that's going to happen whether you like it or not. And if you get behind that curve, you can be a Blockbuster. You can be a BlackBerry. You can be a Dell. You can be in trouble. So at this point, you don't want to be so busy you miss it. So what I would like our listeners to do is to take at least 1 hour a week. That's doable. 1 hour a week. And by the way, before I tell you what to do in that hour, I'm going to give you a little coaching. You need to make an appointment in your calendar with yourself for that hour. Because if you don't, you'll be putting out another fire in crisis managing.
Mm.
But this isn't about crisis management. It's really about opportunity management. This isn't just about predicting the future. It's about you shaping the future based on the things we already know about the future. So in that hour, when you unplug from the current, present crisis and situation, I want you to plug into your future, because that's where you're going to spend the rest of your life. Maybe you ought to think about it a little bit. And I would like you to ask yourself, instead of what are all the things that I'm uncertain about, which is already a big list, I want you to change that to, what am I certain about? What do I know? What are the hard trends that I can see that are going to take place? We've got, is cloud computing a fad that's here and gone? Or is it a hard trend that's here to stay? By the way, hint, it's a hard trend that's here to stay. Are smartphones a fad that's just here and gone, or are smartphones going to get smarter every year? Hint, they're going to get smarter every year. We got 3G wireless. We got 4G wireless. Is that it? Or might there be 5G wireless? Hint, there's 5G. And by the way, 5G is predictably 1,000 times faster than 4G. So if we start asking what do we know instead of what we don't know, what are we certain instead of what we're uncertain about, we start to bring clarity. So that unplugging is extremely important. And I've also done something for your audience, your listening audience here, that they could do if they would like. And it doesn't cost them a dime, but it would help them do a little bit more. You could, of course, buy the book Flash Foresight. And by the way, if you're on LinkedIn, I'm one of the LinkedIn influencers. I think I've got 370,000 followers on LinkedIn, and I'm in their top 30. That doesn't cost you a dime. You could just go to Daniel Burrus and follow my blog. I write one every week in there. You could use that to stimulate you. But here's something I'm going to give you all. If you, when you were done with this interview, if you take your phone out and you text 99000 and you text it to my last name, B-U-R-R-U-S, you'll get a link back on your phone that will give you a list of the 25 most important hard trends that you need to know right now. That'll be a PDF, and you could, of course, from your phone forward it to your computer. And you'll also get an app that you can just push a button and it'll work right on your phone immediately. You don't even have to go to an Apple store or a Google store to download it. And in there, you'll have access to YouTubes and blogs and all kinds of stuff. So there you go. I just gave you a handout. I just gave you something. All you have to do is text 99000 to Burrus, and you got it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's good stuff, Daniel, and I think to take the time, I'd taken your advice before you gave me, I try to set aside time every week just to unplug and focus, because you know there's that old euphemism or joke that when we die our inbox is still going to be full. You know, we're always going to be busy, but it's going to be a question of what we do with our time, not, you know, not how can I work an extra 2 hours and I'll get there. You know, smarter, not harder, but being anticipatory, as you recommend.
Yes, one of the little elements of this, and that is that strategy based on uncertainty has high risk. However, strategy based on certainty has low risk. So by taking the time to be anticipatory and getting a list of all the things you're certain about, all of the hard trends that you can see, and by the way, there are thousands of them, not tens or twenties, there's thousands of them. Once you start looking, the more you look, the more you'll see. The more you can find low-risk opportunities to allow you to indeed jump ahead of the competition.
And once you get there, how do you stay there?
Well, you stay there by realizing that the world is not static, it's dynamic. You need to not spend 1 hour for 1 week and say, good, I'm done. This is a new discipline that you need to learn. It's a new competency which you need to embrace as part of your way of living and doing business. So in other words, I'm going to want you to spend an hour a week every week because, hey, there's going to be new things coming along.
Yeah, it's an assessment.
You need to ask yourself when something new comes along, is it, or some new thing that you hear about or something that's taken place, is this a hard trend or a soft trend? Is it something that I can influence, or is it something that is going to happen and now I can ask myself, what am I going to do about it? I can even, using hard trends, you can even put a list together and ask yourself, now that I can see the future better, what are the problems that I'm going to have? And now that I can see the future problems I'm going to have, why don't I solve them so I don't have them in the first place?
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel Burris, and you can see now and hear why he's one of the world's leading futurists on global trends and innovation. The book is Flash Foresight. The website is burris.com. Daniel, we're out of time. We'll have to have you come back and do it again another time, and I will anticipate and plan for that opportunity.
You got it. It'd be my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.